Hey, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by 8 of our friends from Wildflower Cottage. Hey guys, they are at a preschool in Durham, North Carolina, which is actually pretty close to where I am. And they sent a story idea, and you can too. Either head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or our website, kidsshortstories.org, and you can send us your idea for a story, and maybe I'll pick it and turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. One day at Wildflower Cottage, the 8 boys were studying for their spy test. You see, spy kids all over the world all do different kinds of jobs. Some just work on their own. Some have spy geckos on their team, and others are in big groups where they have to tackle really big problems. And the Wildflower Cottage boys were a team of 8 boys that were specially trained, and the Spy Kids headquarters knew that the biggest, most craziest jobs that the Wildflower boys were the team that could actually handle it and get the job done. And so today, they were training all kinds of new spy things because they got there every day to learn from their spy teacher all new tricks and really important things. Well, today, the Spy Kids headquarters, they had a really horrible thing happen, and they needed the Wildflower boys to do the job. And so they sent the message, and the Wildflower Cottage boys, their beeper started beeping. Beep, 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 beep. And when the message read out, it said,
"Wildflower Cottage boys, we need your help. Only you are trained in the right ways to be able to stop the bad guys. The bad guys broke into the toy store and stole thousands of toys. We need your help to bring these toys back to the toy store so that the kids can play with them. Let us know if you accept this challenge."
Wildflower Cottage boys, do you accept this challenge? Yes! Let's do it. All right. So the clues that they had were that the bad guys had these really big yellow bags that they filled with all the thousands of toys. And there were 4 bad guys. And it seemed that they were using some kind of radio, like a walkie-talkie, to talk back and forth to each other. So I wonder if maybe there was a way to like sneak onto their walkie-talkie signal and listen to what they were talking about. All right, so the Wildflower Cottage boys got all their gear together, including their jetpacks, and blasted off. As they were flying around looking for more clues, they flew over the toy store. And sure enough, oh my gosh, one of them said, "Guys, it looks like it's totally empty. It looks like they took everything from that toy store. Guys, this is really bad. What about kids' birthdays and Christmas and all kinds of different things? Like, there's not going to be any toys for them. Oh, gosh, this is really bad. Wait, what's that?" And so the 8 boys flew down, and next to the toy store, there was one box, only one box, that was left there. It looked like it hadn't been touched by anyone, and it was unopened. What in the world? Why? Everything's gone except this. Oh wait, there's a message on it. And one of the boys read it, and it said, "Be careful." And at the top, it said that it was, oh my gosh, guys, it's from our Spy Kids headquarters. It's gotta be for us. And so they carefully opened it, and as they started to lift it, what was that? The box jumped and rattled, and it sounded like there was something alive inside. Oh my gosh, be careful, be careful. It could be like a monster or something. And as they slowly opened the box, you won't believe what jumped out. It was a fire-breathing dragon! Ah! All the kids started screaming, And the dragon put his wings up in the air, like he was saying, calm down, calm down. Oh my gosh, wait, guys, he's not attacking. Hold on. And there was a piece of paper in the box, and it said, Spy Kids, this dragon will help catch the bad guys. He is on the Spy Kids team, and he is your new friend. Wow, I can't believe it, guys. We have our own fire-breathing dragon. It's actually a lot smaller than I thought dragons were. You see, this dragon was much smaller than like a dinosaur dragon. This one was like the size of a small dog or a big cat. Yeah, it was really nice. And he smiled. It was red with black spots. And it had a really long pokey tail. And so we had to be really careful so that we don't bump into his pokey tail. That might hurt. All right, guys, this is great. Now we got to follow the clues, go find the bad guy, and I bet the dragon will help us catch him. All right, let's roll out. And that is when all the boys got their jetpacks back on and blasted off to follow the clues. Pretty soon, they found where the bad guys were hiding. And do you know how they found it? Yeah, there was a trail of toys that they must have dropped accidentally through the forest. Oh gosh, these bad guys are not very smart. They led us right to them. And so all 8 of the boys used their spy gear to turn invisible.
What?
Yeah, these spy kids, they had invisibility blankets so that when they put the blankets over them, it turned them invisible. I know. I wish I had a blanket like that too. And so all 8 of the kids surrounded, what is, oh, it's like a treehouse. The 4 bad guys had brought all the toys into the treehouse. And wait, shh, they're talking. Let's listen.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, sure enough. All these toys are going to come in handy when all the kids in town are, you know, crying and wanting the toys. I'm sure we can trick them and sell them to their parents for all their money. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh my gosh. They're wanting to use these toys to take everyone's money. Guys, this is even worse than we thought. We gotta stop them.
Yeah, there's no way anyone's going to be able to stop us because we have a force field that nobody can get through.
They have a force field? God. Oh no, guys. Even though they can't see us, that's great, but it doesn't help us because they have an invisible force field that we can't get through. Oh no. Wait a second. What's he doing? Our fire-breathing dragon walked over to where the force field was and started breathing and blowing fire out of his mouth. Oh my gosh! The fire was melting the force field. It's working! Keep going, keep going, go, go, go! And in 10 seconds, the whole force field melted. Oh my gosh, the bad guys were freaking out.
Oh my, what's going on out there? Who turned off our force field?
Hey guys, we did. The Wildflower Cottage boys then took off their invisibility cloaks and the bad guys were freaking out. They were so scared. They didn't know what to do. They were surrounded by the spy kids.
You can't
stop us. We're gonna do this whether you like it or not.
And the spy kids then used their gear to shoot spy nets. And tied up the bad guys. Yes! The Wildflower Cottage boys came through again. They have completed every mission in record time. They called into Spy Kids headquarters that the bad guys had been caught. The toys had been returned to the toy store, and all the kids in the town were so happy. The Wildflower Cottage Boys saved the day again! The end. See you later, friends. Bye.